After dazzling the alternative music world with her first full-length album 3 years ago, Sudan Archives is now trying to tell the world who she really is. Her sophomore album, Natural Brown Prom Queen, has been described as a homecoming. It was born out of her homesickness for her native Cincinnati after being stuck in L.A. during the pandemic. The project's been praised by music critics. Pitchfork gave it a 9 out of 10, describing it as having a frenzied energy that resists easy categorization. Joining us now to talk about Natural Brown Prom Queen is Sudan Archives. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Aisha.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Usually it's just a hello, but I like that. you were originally going to call the album Homesick. Why? And like, what made you change it to Natural Brown Prom Queen?
The album was supposed to be called Homesick, because there was a lot of elements of home on the album, right? But it was like, it felt to me that that wasn't the title. I think it was just almost like the mood board word. So I remember my manager was like, so what are you saying in that bridge? I was like, I'm saying, I'm a natural brown prom queen. He was like, that sounds good. So I was like, all right.
Like, when you say natural brown prom queen, it seems like the emphasis listening to the album is on the natural part. Like, you know, you talk a lot about colorism. Then you got this song, Selfish Soul. If I got my hair, hope I grow it long, back long, back time like way before. If I wear it straight, would they like me more? Like those girls on front covers. Long hair, make them stay little longer. Stay hair, stay straight, though we've done the shape. By the curls, waves, and natural things. Curls, waves, and natural things. Okay, one time, if I grow it long, am I good enough? Am I good enough? About time I embrace myself and soul. Time I feed myself and soul. Are you talking about being accepted, like in the music industry, being accepted in this world? Obviously, you know, I'm a black woman too. I know the hair, I know the color, I know what that is. Like, what? Why did you want to kind of expound on that?
I honestly made that song. That was one of those songs that I was just like up till 7 a.m. one day. So I was just like, oh, dang, you really trying to say that, girl? This album, like, everything was, like, I pressed record and I just kind of said some things that when I listened back, it made me cringe because I was like, am I really about to say this?
I know you got another line, like, sometimes I think if I were light-skinned, I'd get into more parties.
Yeah, that line made me cringe so bad. Sometimes I think that if I was light-skinned, then I would get into other parties. I remember thinking, oh, that's just a placeholder. Like, I'm going to redo that part.
So why did you redo it? And why does it make you cringe?
Because I do not want to be fake, like saying what I'm going to say and covering up. Like, why? It's about talking about the things that nobody wants to talk about and breaking free from those expectations.
Mm-hmm. So breaking free from the idea that you got to look a certain way,
yeah,
or even sound a certain way. I mean, because as an artist, you've been described in a lot of ways, R&B, pop experimental. Like, how do you define your music, your sound?
I don't know how to really describe it, but I'll like joke around and say it's like electronic fiddle funk R&B. Like, I don't know how R&B bowl. I don't know. Doesn't even know. Green
light. I know. You don't want to see. I talked to Santigo last week about this idea of, like, you know, black women sometimes in music, I thought, like, you got to do R&B.
Yeah, and if I was one of them black women that looked, like, ethnically ambiguous, then it wouldn't be R&B. But because I'm brown skinned, you know, and I got the body of Janet Jackson, I'm R&B. I'm soul. Dream girl.
Is that frustrating, though? Like, is that frustrating, or do you not pay it any mind?
I'm like, look, as this brown-skinned woman that y'all seeing, that y'all trying to put in a box, it's not my job to care. It's my time to have joy, to have Black girl joy, making art, loving, dancing. So I'm not trying to be vibrating low, thinking about all those things. And I just kind of feel like it's a trap in a way. It's like, once I start thinking about that, then I'm in a box. So I'm free.
Yeah. I mean, you were born Brittany Parks. So how did you get the nickname Sudan growing up?
So my mom gave me the nickname Sudan because at first I was going to call myself Tokyo. I don't know why I was going to do that. So she was like, I really like the name Sudan, and I know you don't like your name. Let's just like, what about that name? It's so beautiful. And I was just like, okay.
And why the archive part?
So, you know me, I'm so random. I looked at my music theory book and it said archives on it. And then I just put one and two together. But now when you think about it, I noticed that Sudan means land of the blacks and archives means history. So in a way, my name just means like, you know, black history. So that's kind of cool because I'm just an archive. Like when you think about it in like a sci-fi way, I'm just like this like hard drive.
You know, another song that you make is Homemaker. It opens up with this really inventive, like, 80 seconds. Like, why did you decide to open up the album with that?
I just envision, like, when I envision, like, a movie, like, I just envision me opening the door, and it's like, that's how the story starts. And I just kind of knew that Homemaker, how I was talking about, like, welcome to my home, the narrative is it starts in this place that you necessarily never called home, but you finally been able to settle in. So it's kind of feeling like a home now. So you kind of want to show it off.
The last track is titled Number 513. That's the area code for your hometown, Cincinnati. You seem to have, like, you were feeling homesick, like have some longing for that place. But I know it's more complicated than that. What were you trying to do with that song?
I just knew that since the first song was about opening up my home and like letting people come into my life in LA and how it feels like finally it's coming together, I knew that like the last song was going to be about my real home, like of where I'm from. And I just wanted to just talk about how, you know, I've got a really good balance going on of mixing the roots together and becoming this person I am now. Like, I feel good. So soldiers, not imposters.
That's Sudan Archives. Her sophomore album, Natural Brown Prom Queen, is out now. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.